I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and a special for Black History Month in surround sound from WBGO and NPR Music. We're ushering in a new era here at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., with a concert by the new artistic director for jazz, Jason Moran. It's called Live Time on the Quilts of G's Bend. The Philadelphia Museum of Art commissioned Jason to compose a musical suite for its exhibition of the quilts, which are made by a remarkable group of African-American women in the small rural community of G's Bend, Alabama. Since the days of slavery, they have made quilts from a variety of materials at hand, simple materials with bold geometric designs and colors. It's a unique style that's been handed down from one generation to the next. And it's won the quilters of G's Bend international acclaim. These are their voices from the album How We Got Over, Sacred Songs of G's Bend. Tonight, Jason is telling the quilter's story through word and music. For this performance, he's joined by some very special guests. The vocalist Alicia Hall Moran, who's appeared on Broadway as Bess in Porgy and Bess. Bill Frisell, a Jazz Set favorite, Grammy winner and student of all things Americana, is on guitar. Jason's compatriots from his group The Bandwagon are here too. Taurus Mateen on bass and Nasheed Waits on drums. We're very proud to present Live Time on the Quilts of G's Bend.
Where I'm going, let me. might as well die here, he'd said, his voice catching on here. You're not gonna die. Then he looked sorry and said something that Sydney couldn't make out. She did not say, what? Because Clovis hated to repeat himself, even when he wasn't bleeding from a gunshot wound in the side. Instead, she paused and took the sound apart in her mind. Cold, he said. Sydney went out to the hall closet, stood on tiptoes, and dislodged the plastic bag with the bedspread in it. Looks like something, don't you think? Black geometric shapes strutted across green and amethyst fields of color. A deep orange satin square radiated at the center. She unfolded it and floated it gently down onto Clovis. She loved him. There was no point in denying it. Thank you.
You're with Jason Moran's Live Time on the Quilts of G's Bend. The Philadelphia Museum of Art commissioned the music. Moran commissioned Asali Solomon to write the text, entitled Cold Water for Bloodstains, on Jazz Set.
Sydney saw that the orange reactor at the center of her spread was rusty with blood. People are more important than things. She kept herself from pulling back the bedspread and studying the wound again because that was useless. Then someone was knocking at the door again. People are more important than things. Sydney saw that the orange reactor at the center of her spread was rusty with blood. People are more important than things. Thank you. Now he muttered his thanks for the spread and slipped back into sleep. Sydney listened to his breath like shuffling cards and tried to think what a woman would do. All she could come up with was to angle the hot reading lamp away from his face and to moisten a washcloth with cool water. She pulled up close to dab his burning forehead, and she must have fallen asleep doing that, because then she woke up and someone was banging on the door.
Vocalist Alicia Hall Moran, Jason Moran, and the Bandwagon are at the Kennedy Center Jazz Club with Live Time on this Black History Month special from Jazz Set and NPR Music.
We gonna sit down, body bang, off the railroad. Oh, what a time. Preacher and the deacon get together. Oh, what a time.
In September 2002, the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston hosted a special exhibition featuring quilts by G's Bend artists Annie Mae Young, Loretta Petway, Mary Lee Bendolph, and others. The quilts proved so popular that they toured museums around the country. The U.S. Postal Service even issued commemorative postage stamps. New York Magazine art critic Mark Stevens wrote, "The strikingly beautiful quilts just might deserve a place among the great works of 20th century abstract art." You can see a picture at jazzset.npr.org. The quilting tradition in G's Bend dates back to pre-Civil War days, when women slaves in the remote Alabama town began sewing strips of cloth together with whatever fabric they could find, including burlap sacks and faded denim work clothes, to make bed covers to keep their families warm. Quilting in G's Bend was passed down from the hard years of tenant farming after the Civil War to the Civil Rights era of the 1960s, when the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made a memorable visit in support of the isolated community, which sits on a peninsula in a deep bend of the Alabama River. It was that very isolation that made the quilt designs unique, and in time, the artistic merits of the quilts of G's Bend were recognized. Jason Moran visited G's Bend with his wife, vocalist Alicia Hall Moran, their family, and writer Asali Solomon. They toured the homes and workshops of the quilters, heard their stories, and bought their own quilts. Jason's is draped over a music stand right at the front of the stage here at the Kennedy Center. It has stripes of dark gray and white, which are offset by a striking blue and green floral pattern. Jason's Lifetime Suite continues now with Here Am I.
Here am I, dear Lord, send me. Do love.
muttered his thanks. Thanks for the spread, and slipped back into sleep. Sydney listened to his breath like shuffling cards and tried to think what a woman would do. All she could come up with was to angle the hot reading lamp away from his face and to moisten a washcloth with cool water. She pulled up close to dab his burning forehead, and she must have fallen asleep doing that, because then she woke up and someone was banging on the door.
Alicia Hall Moran sings Dear Lord from Jason Moran's Lifetime Suite. Taurus Mateen and Nasheet Waits on bass and drums. Guitarist Bill Frisell also visited G's Bend. Bill reads his impressions now from a letter he wrote to Jason.
Hi, Jason. I went all by myself. I heard that you had to take a ferry to get there, about 3 hours drive from Birmingham. So I got down there and saw G's Bend Ferry. Took that across the Alabama River, little tiny ferry, like Huckleberry Finn's raft. It was beautiful. But then I soon realized that I had already been in G's Bend and was going in the wrong direction. So I got off the ferry and drove all the way back around the long way. Got back there, looked around a little bit, didn't see any quilts or anything. But I just tried to take in the vibe of the place and was about to leave when I saw this poster with a picture of a quilt on it. Got out of my car to look at it, and this old woman from a nearby house came out and started talking. Said her mother made that quilt. She was real nice, talked about the place and how they had just put the ferry back in a couple years ago. I guess the white folks had taken the ferry out in the 60s when Martin Luther King came down there. Some really messed up stuff. Anyway, she said if I wanted to see more quilts, go up that road over there, stay on the blacktop. There's a house. So I went over there, went in, and three ladies in there selling quilts and postcards, books, and DVDs and stuff. The DVD was playing, and they were singing one of those hymns, and one of the ladies was singing along with it. She sounded awesome. I bought the DVD and some cards and a book. They asked if I wanted them to autograph the book, so they all signed it and then signed on the other pages with pictures of their mother's and grandmother's quilts. Then one of the women asked if I wanted more autographs. There's a rest home next door, so she took me over there. There was a 90-year-old woman, her daughter, and her daughter. The middle one was working on a quilt, so anyway, I was there for just a short while, but I feel so lucky I was able to meet these women. I almost left before all that happened. Everybody seemed so friendly. I'm sure you'll figure out what to do when you get there. There's no real signs or anything. It's really in the country. Maybe we can talk before you go down there. Alrighty, bye-bye for now.
Thank you.
This World Is a Mean World is a movement from Lifetime on the Quilts of G's Bend. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Stay with us for the stirring conclusion on Jazz Set, special for Black History Month.
Kennedy Center Jazz on Jazz Set is sponsored by Audi of America. Performance schedule on the web at kennedy-center.org/jazz. Jazz Set receives support from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
Right now on stage at the Kennedy Center, Jason Moran is placing transparencies with quilt patterns onto the music stands of his bandmates, bassist Taurus Mateen and drummer Nasheet Waits. He's going to have them improvise solos on the patterns. This is called Quilting, Playing the Quilt.
Thank you. train get to Calvary. You ain't got but one life to live. You better take your time. That's what's the matter with the people today. They won't take their time. That's what's the matter with some people today. They won't take their time. That's what's the matter with the people today. They gonna try and get to Calvary. You ain't got but one life to live. You better take your
bye. Alicia Hall Moran, Bill Frisell, Nasheed Waits on the drums, Tara Spatine on the bass, G's Ben, Alabama. Thank you very much. My name is Jason Moran. Thank you for coming tonight. And I hope to see you more this season.
You Ain't Got But One Life to Live concludes Lifetime on the Quilts of G's Bend, composed by the new artistic director for jazz at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., Jason Moran. And this performance at the Kennedy Center Jazz Club officially begins Jason Moran's era in that role. Our thanks to Kevin Struthers, director of jazz, coordinator Gene Thill, and recording engineer Greg Hartman. Our scriptwriter and producer is Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., surround sound mixer and technical director Duke Marcos, Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, Becca Pulliam and Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. Lifetime on the Quilts of G's Bend is a special for Black History Month from Jazz Set, WBGO, and NPR Music. We hope you enjoyed it. Listen again at jazzset.npr.org, where you can see images of the G's Bend quilts, living Black history, and an inspiration to us all. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.